Now, when I read Sangharakshita's review with these poems of the Blue Cliff Record, I felt, you know, just very moved, strangely moved. Here was something very different, very strange, a kind of Buddhism that I hadn't really imagined before, that had something that had real spiritual vitality to it. And not long after I'd read the review, I was actually up here. I think there was an ordination on, and I was having a cup of tea with Sangharakshita out in the garden by the pond. There were a few of us around, and I told him how inspired I was by his review. And I said, well, you know, I was young. Bhante, as we call him, Bhante, maybe you could do a seminar on the Blue Cliff Record. Because he used to do seminars in those days where he'd take you through a Buddhist text. So maybe you could do a seminar on the Blue Cliff Record. And there was a pause, and he smiled and looked straight at me, and he said, well, you would have to be ready for anything. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, right, yeah. I must admit, I found it really disconcerting. It was starting to get a bit real, a bit dangerous. And, you know, looking back at those times, being around Sangharakshita, he was a much younger man in those days, it could feel a bit dangerous. You did feel as if sometimes anything could happen. You did feel as though you were going into the tiger's cave when you met him, and that you might not come back, you might not come out with much intact. It was a bit like that. So maybe that little exchange, that little glint of steel, that little showing of the point of the sword, made me fear the Blue Cliff Record, because it took me many years to actually look into it. I did pick it up a few times, but I just didn't connect. In fact, I found it rather irritating. You know, when you read something where somebody goes to a monk and says, what is the Buddha? And the answer is a pile of rat shit or something like that. Well, what are you supposed to do with that? I obviously couldn't see what Sangharakshita saw. Anyway, in 1996, I was leading our ordination course out at Guhiloca in Spain, in our beautiful valley in the mountains, and I took the Blue Cliff Record with me. I'm not quite sure why, but I took it along. I got hold of it, the three volumes of it in one, and I began to read it intensely, usually late at night in my hut after a day of meditation and puja and silence, particularly during the times when we were doing a lot of meditation and silence, a day of looking at the great cliffs that ringed our valley. And maybe walking in the mountains. And things started to happen through reading this text. I didn't try to work everything out. I just, you know, just kind of read it intuitively, I suppose. And I started to feel a connection and a feeling for what this great Buddhist text was about. Just before I say a bit about that, some years later, I was very taken with the life of Hakuin, this great 18th century Japanese master, and spent several weeks of a summer looking into Hakuin, which turned into a talk called Notes for a Talk on Hakuin. So, the Chan and Zen tradition has inspired me. I've had no formal Zen training. I follow Sangharakshita. I follow his total approach to Buddhist tradition, firmly based on the teachings of the Buddha. But I'm inspired by Chan and Zen, and more recently the Sun tradition of Korea. I discover things when I look into that tradition that make me want to practice more deeply, more intensively, even though, you know, I can't hold a candle to the masters of that tradition. There's no point in pretending that one's anywhere near them. But I find it incredibly inspiring.